We also now have a really, really important topic. We've wonderful books here in front of us. And we've two wonderful people, Tracy McEnany, Jenny Loughran, Waterford Librarians. Hello, ladies.
Morning, Damien.
How are you?
Great. Fantastic.
We've got three bundles to give away, so you can stop texting now. We had lots of entries. Around 420 entries are counted from all the different text messages, people texting in the word books, and I'll announce the winners in a minute. Now, we've got three different bundles. So, how do you want to do this? What do you want to talk about first?
Well, I suppose I'll talk about Nobody's Girl. This is Virginia Roberts Dufresne. It is not a Christmas read, but it is the most popular non-fiction book currently in bookshops and libraries.
It's the memoir of surviving abuse and fighting for justice in relation to Epstein, and unbelievably poignant and sad in terms of her not being around now, but the book published posthumously. Phenomenal read, I'm told.
Yes, I actually bought this book. This is the book I actually bought in the bookshop from Cuiva in, she's from Dungarvan, but she works in a Cork bookshop. But I have now bought all my presents in Tramore and Waterford, and we'll be shopping around Waterford again because there's plenty to offer. And like a lot of the time I'm buying presents in bookshops anyway, so it's joy for me to go shopping.
And it's very important to support your local bookshop at Christmas. That's one of the main things we're talking about here, new and secondhand. And again, go to the libraries for advice in terms of books.
But even support your local authors, because Donnie O'Brien from Tallow, he has written another book, a new book about Tallow. It's nearly gone at the moment. He's going to be going into a reprint. So well done, Donnie O'Brien from Tallow. And then, of course, one that my husband will be getting for Christmas is True Blue, the Alfie Hale story with Dermot Keyes. Asher, look. Isn't that, that's what everybody wants in their stocking, don't they?
Can I jump in with, please, another, with local book suggestions as well?
Hit me with it. Keep talking.
Animalopedia, Cathy and John Burke. Everyone will be familiar with the Animalopedia books. If you buy one book this Christmas, get one for every house. There's a menagerie of every Irish animal you can think of. And of course, Cathy and John Burke are a father and daughter team, local author, local illustrator. And where, no matter where you're living in Waterford or anywhere in Ireland, if you're in the city in an apartment or if you're up the mountains, you'll find something in an animal about animals in this. There's garden birds, otters, deer, seals, donkeys, swans, and my favourite, the shannock, the Madra Rua, the fox. I don't live too far away from here. It's a very urban area, but we still see foxes. It's amazing. The illustrations are just fantastic. There's some really, really, really interesting facts. Like, there's a whole page on all our old Irish coins that featured animals. There's a whole page on animal sayings. It's a lovely big book to read together as a family. Confident readers will read it on their own. Adults are going to enjoy it just as much as children. It did win Senior Book of the Year last week at the Irish Book Awards. I was watching it live on YouTube because that's the kind of thing I do, is I stay up late and watch book awards on YouTube. And like, we were whooping and cheering for Cathy and John Burke. An amazing book. Gorgeous, gorgeous book. Animalopedia. And thinking of other books of local interest, like we were saying, go into your library and get advice on what books to buy for people. But we love people giving us recommendations. And only yesterday, I was talking to Seamus Ryan, who is the mayor of Waterford City and County Council. And I said, if you were buying a book for someone, a Waterford book, and he said, Annie D'Urville Murphy's books. And I'm thinking about young people. Today, I think it's the last day to post. Get your books posted out today. If you have a young person off in Australia or off travelling in the Far East or off in America, send them Full Tilt by D'Urville Murphy. You know, like, the books, like, they still are going to resonate with all different. And another great one of local interest, the Wax Lemon Poetry. They had their 10th journal published this year, and I think there's still copies of that in the book centre. Like, we're going to keep saying, go to your libraries, go to your bookshops. They're amazing.
Now, you know, it's family time at your library as well. Mm. So there's loads of events happening. I went to a fantastic event in Tramore Library yesterday. I was on my day off, popped in to say hello, ended up doing teas for Loretta and Jenny and Rosa and Sharon. I hope I've got all the staff there now. I hope I haven't missed out anybody. Yeah, that's everyone in Tramore. But what really made the day, you had the Knitters, they had the Sale of Work in aid of the Arch Club and the RNLI. And then we had, the music was provided by the Ringtones. And this is the WWETB choir. And I just want to say a big thank you to Mark, Anne, Tony, Shawnee, Pauline, Sham, Mary B, Mary Kay and Liam for being fantastic yesterday. It was just a really good atmosphere, feel good. And I think going out to like the coffee mornings, the choirs, go down to your local library, see what's happening. And there is something for everybody in your local library. But I want to talk about one book that is really gorgeous here. And because we're doing, Damien, of course, is doing videos. And this is W.B. Yeats, The Stolen Child, illustrated by Aaron Brown. Now, this is the most gorgeous book you will ever see. Look at that. Fantastic, fabulous. Right? Fabulous. But I feel you're given the gift of, you know, introducing your child to W.B. Yeats. So really, I think that's kind of one of those ones the grandparents will like. But also another book that I really love, and this is Paddy Donnelly, Badger Books. This is absolutely gorgeous. Another one, fantastic illustrations. And I think just really look, and it's all about books. So, of course, I have a bit of a grow there for that. But also another one that I really loved. And I think books speak to you sometimes, right? So some days you may pick up a book and it doesn't speak to you and you say, oh, that's not for me. And then another, a year or two, you pick it up again, you'd say it's absolutely fantastic. And something, maybe Jenny likes a book, I might like it, or vice versa. But a really lovely book is Milo and the Mountain by Jamie Carroll. This is a debut author. And he is, it's about Milo. He wants to get up a mountain. He struggles. He's not brave enough. He puts it off, as you know, you put off something you don't want to do. And then he gets help from his friends. So if you've got a problem, share that problem and hopefully the problem will be halved. So it's just important. That's all the lovely picture books. Oh, and another one that you'd love as well is Run Home, Little Fox by Tom Cochran and Erica McCann. This is illustrated by Shannon Bergen. This won the Children's Book of the Year Junior Irish Book Awards. And that is a really, really another gorgeous book. But picture books, I particularly like picture books because they are so visual and so gorgeous.
Yeah, I know Tom McCorkin. We've interviewed him a few times and I used to work with him, and that's lovely. That's really gorgeous.
Oh, that's
really
is,
nice.
Yeah,
and that's a sort of a change for him, because books he's done up to now have been mainly novels, and to go with the picture thing.
But look at it.
Oh, it's just gorgeous. Amazing. Just beautiful.
When I was a very young child, the first time I ever met an author in person was Tom McCorkin in my local bookshop.
Children's books, age 6 to 9.
Laura McGee, Trainee Banshee, The New School by Sinead O'Hirsch, written and illustrated by Una Woods. And this is really for, like, a lot of young readers are into the Mirabelle books. And there's another, now there's an Irish book in that whole world. Laura McGee, she's 6 years old. She's a trainee banshee and she started a new school. Now, I read it. I loved it. I gave it to a friend at work whose child had started a new school, and she just gave back to me. She goes, that was actually just spot on perfect. The book really deals really good with dealing about worries. Like, Laura McGee feels her worries in her tummy, and you're dealing with new people and new buildings. But it's lots of fun. And what's extra special about it, even though it's very like the Isadora Moon and the Mirabelle books, but this book, Laura McGee, is very, very Irish. And it introduces children to folklore like pukas and banshees and the hawthorn tree and language that we're used to hearing, like ye and Colcannon and mammy. And the conversations will be very, very, very familiar. The graphic novels, we can't get enough of graphic novels. There's a fantastic Irish graphic novel series called Pablo and Splash by Sheena Dempsey. And it's got time travelling penguins. Now, I should just have to say time travelling penguins and say nothing else. If you're not into time travelling penguins, you don't know what you're missing out. But you've got Antarctic penguins, Pablo and Splash. They're polar opposites, so they're besties for life. Pablo's a home bird and a careful planner, and Splash is easily bored and hungry for adventure. And she's sick to her flippers of the harsh freezing weather, so she persuades Pablo to go on holidays with her. But far from the luxury beast destination she has in mind, they end up a time travel machine that takes them back to the age of the dinosaurs. Suddenly their icy homeland doesn't seem so dull. Dinosaurs, time travelling penguins, Pablo and Splash, Sheena Dempsey. It's lovely, and it's a lovely, very accessible novel in that graphic novel format. I can see one that Tracy has there in the lovely book bundle for older readers. Which one is that?
Burnsdale.
Oh, Sheena Wilkinson, amazing. That would be kind of more in your kind of 10 to 12 older age.
Nine to 12.
And then just below that then, Any Which Way You Slice It. Any young adult reader will love getting their hands on a copy of Any Which Way You Slice It. It's boy, girl, rivalry, schools, and it's about baking and the whole thing. It's, and again, very accessible, and a lovely Irish author. At Christmas time, people ask us about Christmas classics, and I'm like, think about what's popular Christmas. A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. And when you come into your library, and indeed in your bookshops, you'll get many different versions of it. You'll get a lovely, easy, maybe like an Osborne, and a, you know, smaller version of it, right up to the classic full Gothic. And I love A Christmas Carol. I could just sit here and talk for the next hour about The Christmas Carol. And of course, one of the greatest Christmas movies, the Muppets Christmas Carol version. The Grinch, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. The Polar Express. Like, it's such a busy time. But if you can think about taking a tiny little bit of time out, borrowing a Christmas classic, sitting down and reading it with the young people in your life, you won't regret it. Books that are always popular to buy at Christmas as well. The Guinness Book of Records. That's a perennial favourite in our house. We'd always recommend it. It's really massive in the libraries. Get it in your local bookshop. You won't regret getting a local bookshop. And if it happens, like what happened one year in my house, that you end up with three copies of the same Guinness Book of Records, your local bookshop will have a no-fuss return for it. Pass one on, return one, get something else. Brilliant.
Do we have time for adult books?
Yeah, 3.5 minutes.
Brilliant. Oh, Fiction, The Correspondent by Virginia Evans. Brilliant book, gem of a book, and it's a feel-good book. Heart the Lover by Lily King. This is only a short book. It's about 250 pages long, 5 hours an audiobook. And of course, you can get audiobooks free with Waterford Libraries on Borrowbox. That Nobody's Girl is on actually Borrowbox. That's where I read it. Then you have, that's, if you want the Heart the Lover by Lily King, I've only just, this is the first book I've read of Lily King, and it's absolutely fantastic. I was roaring, crying, making the dinner the other day, listening to this on audiobook. Fantastic. Crime books, The Death of Us, Abigail Dean. Very disturbing, but well worth reading. Will give you nightmares. The Wasp Trap, Mark Edwards. This is his 17th psychological thriller. Fantastic. If you haven't discovered Mark Edwards, read it, because it's really, really good. I really enjoyed it. My mother enjoyed it. She gave it to her friend. You know yourself, people at home have libraries themselves and they just share it around. The Grapevine by Kate Kemp, set in Australia in 1979. Another murder. The first line in the book is the housewife is scrubbing the yellow and white checkered tiles of her bathroom to remove all traces of blood, and her husband is very calm. So that's the first line. Very, very good. Like a Liz Nugent line. It's a very good. Liz Nugent has a new book out next year, so we're looking forward to that. And historical novels. Everybody loves a historical novel. The Frozen River by Ariel Lawton. This is Maine, 1789, and it's based on the diaries of Martha Ballard, a renowned midwife back in the 18th century. Good Dirt by Charmaine Wilkinson, another one I really, really loved. And Nesting. I think this is a bit like Marmite, but it did win Novel of the Year at the Irish Book Awards. And I think this is a fantastic book. I thought it was a really, really powerful book. And but if you want... This is what you should be giving to your loved one, Damien, right? This is Always Remember. It's the perfect Christmas present. It's from the author of The Boy, The Mole, The Fox and the Horse, Charlie Mackesy. Give it to someone who you really love, who actually doesn't love themselves enough, right? And I think we can't love ourselves enough, really, aren't we? And we should be all buoying ourselves up and come on, Waterford, come on, Tramore, come on, Ballygunner, actually, go on, Ballygunner. And I'm in the Ballygunner colours today now. We should be all, you know, being grateful at Christmas and, you know, spreading the love and spreading the cheer. But this is a book that your loved one, if you say, I love you and this is how I feel about you, and do you realise how much you're loved? I tell you, you'll be engaged before the Christmas is out. Anyway.
Have I a minute to talk about the library, love?
30 seconds.
www.waterfordlibraries.ie. It can be a tough time for a lot of people this time of the year. Come into your library. You'll get a very, very, very warm welcome all over Waterford City and County. This Friday, they're having a coffee morning in Dungar Library. Monday we have one in the City Library. The 19th of December, the day they finish school, something very special in our Keene Library for the very small 0 to 3 year olds. And the afternoon of the 19th, when they're all on a half day from school, come into Carrickfergus Library, book it in advance, but we are showing a massive children's hit movie. Can't say what the movie is, but it's not the K-pop Demon Hunters. It's
book
something
launch,
else.
Book launch this well. Saturday at 3 p.m. You've got Brian Kennedy and Caroline Burke launching her debut novel
in Arkeen and waterfordlibraries.ie. Thank you, Damien.
My goodness. Your enthusiasm knows no bounds. Delighted to have
sure,
you.
Sure, we love libraries. Though I did say that's debut novel by Caroline Burke, it's actually a non-fiction book by Caroline Burke. So,
Book for Adults Bundle, congratulations. Moira Meaney, St Killian's Place, Ferrybank. We've got a picture book, Bundle 2. Joe Finnerty, Grange Heights, congratulations. And we have books for children and young adults, and that's Teresa Collins, Manor St. John in Lisdoughan. Well done. Thanks so much for coming into us, ladies.
Thank you,
thank you for doing
happy
all
Christmas.
Your, not at all, many, many happy returns. We'll put all that stuff up on social media as well, and really appreciate
thank
it.
You
well
very
done
much.
To everybody. Thank you.